Haley, we should get out of the World Health Organization, defund the UN as much as possible. By Jeff Poor on December 14, 2023. During Thursday's broadcast of Fox News Channel's Hannity, former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley, RSC, a candidate for the 2024 GOP presidential nomination, said the United States should consider a retreat from some of the so-called globalist organization that it is a part of, including the World Health Organization and the United Nations. "I would like to see America, and I know you were the UN ambassador. I don't trust these globalist organizations anymore," host Sean Hannity said. "Historically, they have been anti-American and they have been anti-Semitic. I talked to you about this. I don't trust the World Health Organization. They were basically propagandists for China on the issue of COVID. I don't trust the WEF. I don't trust the Paris Accords that we're a part of. And I feel like any time we get involved in these globalist organizations, it ends up badly for the US and we end up paying billions and billions of dollars that we can't afford. Does this need to stop? Should America now retreat from some of these globalist organizations?" "Yes," Haley replied. "And we need to go and show exactly what we mean when we do that. It's the reason that we got out of the Paris Climate Agreement when I was at the UN. It's the reason we got out of the Human Rights Council. It's the reason we stopped any taxpayer dollars going to the Palestinian Refugee Organization. We absolutely should get out of the World Health Organization and anything that the UN is doing. Look at how they failed at looking at the human rights abuses of what has happened to the women on October 7th. They're nowhere to be found. They continue to show themselves to be a farce. We should defund the UN as much as possible and let them know that. Until they start to become legitimate, we're not going to sit there and put any more money into it. Because, right now, what's happening is, China's winning with these organizations, Russia's winning with these organizations, and no one is putting a stop to what they're doing," she continued. "It's because they smell weakness. It's because they smell blood. America has lost its footing. We can get it back. We can get it back. But it comes with American strength. American strength always prevents wars and gets the world to be more at peace. We have got to go back to that." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.